God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things.
Are you glad that we're returning to normalcy? But wait, is normalcy now possible? This is Pastor Larry. Thank you for tuning in. Joel Belt suggested that normalcy as we know it is no longer possible. Quote, "We have now accepted some form of control by government at just about every level," close quotes. "We are accepting the orders of our president, our governors, our mayors, and all kinds of consultants, and all the bureaucrats in between. A reopened America won't be as you remember it." Just think how many times various government entities have used the word essential and non-essential to define our jobs. How do you feel, knowing that the job that you have been trained for is now considered non-essential? The very pass being proposed to open our nation for business smacks of socialism. It presupposes that there are people smart enough to lead us out of the fix we're in. It may very well be that the normal we want to return to is forever gone. One thing we can be sure of, however, is the Word of God. It is unchanging and forever relevant. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Friends, we really have some exciting material for you in our interview and offer. Tremendous offer. Our guest is Billy Crone, and you know he just doesn't just scratch the surface of a topic. He goes to great length, and we have two full-length books titled Hybrids, Super Soldiers, and the Coming Genetic Apocalypse, Volume 1 and 2. And then there's also a 16-DVD set, I think something like 32 hours. Is that correct, Billy, 32 hours?
Yeah, 32 hours.
Wow. And I mean, this, it's amazing, the amount of research. And, you know, if you think the coronavirus is a problem, it's just a pinprick, because we're going to be thinking about what scientists and think tanks are thinking about. And here's one statement. There will be no true humans left. You may get married one day. If you're not married, you may look at your spouse and maybe she's a robot, or who knows, maybe she's not even a she. I mean, this is fantastic stuff. And it is all within the purview of what is now possible through science. There's a lot in the Bible about creepy things like this. And I think the closer we get to the end times, especially to the tribulation, I don't believe we'll be in the tribulation. We're pre-tribulational. However, the closer we get to this stuff, the more we're going to say, wow, this is what God's Word is talking about. It's absolutely amazing. Billy, thank you so much for your life, for your work, for your testimony out there in Las Vegas.
Well, hey, thank you, Dr. Spargimino. It's always great to be on, and God certainly gets the glory. And frankly, kudos to you guys, because as wild and eclectic topic as this is, hybrid super soldiers and the coming genetic apocalypse, it actually started about 4 years ago when I was preaching in Gettysburg at one of your conferences you invited me to. And I wrote about it in the preface in the books that basically I had one of those divine appointments from the Lord after one of the speaking engagements there at the conference. I went across the way to the restaurant there, next to the hotel, and there was a group of us there from the conference, and I just happened to be sitting across this large table with a bunch of us there with this lady, and of course we asked the proverbial question, what is it that you do? And so I asked her, and she said, oh, I'm finishing up my doctorate. And I said, oh, really? And she said, yeah, I'm writing my thesis. I said, well, what's your thesis on? She said, epigenetics. And I just started researching epigenetics. Epigenetics means you can turn genes on, turn them off. Epi upon, that's what it means. And I'm going, whoa, that's the term you don't hear. And so basically, our food got cold for the next hour and a half. Her and I are across the table going back and forth. And here's an actual geneticist in the realm of modifying the genome. And I asked her, well, is this really going on? Can you really modify the genome? She said, yeah, I'm doing it right now. I said, well, what are you doing it on? She said, worms. I said, what? And so then I asked her the question. I says, wait a second. So when you modify the worm that you're working on, and how long does it take for you to see the actual physical effects of the modifications in the subject you're working on? She said, oh, a couple minutes. I said, what? And so then I asked her, I says, hey, did you ever see that Marvel movie, Captain America, the very first one? And he started out as this little scrawny, skinny guy with rotten health, and he couldn't even get enlisted if he tried. And so all of a sudden, though, they put him in this cooker and they shot him up full of this blue liquid stuff, and they put him in the cooker, and out pops out Captain America. He's instantly, within just a matter of a minute, he's super strong, super fast. He even grew in stature. He's a super soldier. I mean, is that really possible? She said, absolutely. And basically, a nutshell after that, for the next 4 years, I've been cataloging information, staying in contact with this geneticist, and here comes this documentary. In fact, we didn't time it, but God certainly did. You are so right, Dr. Spargimino. If you think the coronavirus is bad coming out of China, you ain't seen nothing yet. Because the two countries, I kid you not, virtually every developed country on the planet is already into genetic modification. And I'm talking, folks, not just plants. I'm talking not just animals. I'm talking humans. And the militaries are even wanting to modify humans for actual super soldiers, just like in the movies, except it's not a movie. They're really doing it. And we document this. But here comes this documentary, and the icing on the cake is, again, you think coronavirus is bad? Two of the biggest countries that are pushing the envelope the most are, guess who? China and South Korea, believe it or not, and including with cloning and things of that nature. And so there really is a legitimate concern that if you think the possible modification of a virus, because there's it's still out, you know, some people say, no, it came from bats and animals, and even lately they're saying, no, no, it really did come from animals. I don't think we could really trust what China is saying, even the World Health Organization is saying. But what we do know is there is a Wuhan virology lab right there that actually works on modifying viruses. But again, it's way beyond that, folks. China and South Korea do not have a Judeo-Christian ethic like we do. Now, ours is going away real fast, unfortunately, in our country, and there's many people fighting against that, but they have nothing. In fact, when they are, we got them on interview, these scientists, that when they are challenged, hey, wait a second, aren't you guys trying to, like, you're basically playing God? They literally look at you like you're a wacko. And it's like, God, there is no God. And so they are playing God, and they have no qualms taking this to a crazy level, including we have a whole section on not just modifying plants and animals and humans, but they're now making, I'm not joking, actual human-animal hybrids. Okay? It's crazy. And again, Dr. Spargimino, we have, again, it's a 32-hour documentary. It was too big for one book, so we split it into two. Everything is meticulously documented. And we have over 250 video clips of evidence of interviews from news clips from around the world admitting this is going on in various countries, including our own, by the way, as well as scientists, think tanks, and, of course, a ton from the military admitting that they really are doing this to people. In fact, let me give you a little teaser in the area of the military and super soldiers. We got a military specialist on tape saying, like, here's just one example they want to do to the soldier, the new soldier of the future, that what they want to do is they want to genetically modify their intestines to digest cellulose. And you're going, like, well, what's that for? He said, because that would enable the soldier to eat grass and enable him to get nutrients from that. And so they're thinking, wouldn't that be great? We wouldn't have to send them all those pre-planned MREs and don't have to worry about a food supply. There's grass everywhere on the planet. He could just eat grass and live. Well, first of all, are you going to, number one, tell the soldier that you did that? Number two, that's an irreversible thing. Once you change that, you ain't ever going back. You can't get it back.
Well, Billy, I'm thinking, so that means that you could actually maybe grow back the limbs that people lose, or maybe a soldier shot and close up the wound and it doesn't bother him at all.
Well, it's not just maybe, it's already being done. Now, the military who's working on this, the think tank, the big one, is DARPA. That's the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, and they're the ones that make a lot of the military candy, not only the weaponry, but when it comes to genetic modification and actual super soldiers, they're the ones that are behind it. They have a program, I kid you not, Dr. Spargimino, and it's out in print. They even admit it. It's DARPA's program called the Electric RX, okay? And through genetic modification, and listen to this, a brain chip, you know, hey, does the Bible ever talk about a mark being taken not just in your right hand board, but in the forehead? They're pushing brain chips, and what this would allow them to do, I kid you not, is the body, as soon as it would take an injury, like you get stabbed by a knife or shot, this electric program with a brain chip and genetic modification would allow the soldier, and we quote them, it's on camera, it's in print, to allow them to, for quick self-healing, listen, just like the X-Men Wolverine. And the Wolverine character in the movies, you see, boy, he gets shot, and all of a sudden the bullet pops back out of his head, and he heals up, or he takes a stab wound, and all of a sudden his body self-heals. That's an actual program that DARPA is not coming. They're already working on with this technology. And so basically take any Marvel movie character, any X-Men character, and this is actually what not just our military, but militaries around the world are working on. In fact, the think tanks have warned the United States of America that the other countries, typically the communist atheist countries, Russia, China, etc., they said they are further ahead in this technology, including super soldier technology, that the Americans better get your gaming gear and you better catch up fast or you're going to be irreversibly left behind on the battlefield. It's crazy. It's going on right as we speak.
Right. So we're doing things that will I mean, it's just so all-encompassing. Those people have no moral boundaries. They don't think of right and wrong. As far as changing people, you know, the image of God, what is that? We don't believe in God. Male, female, I mean, we don't even respect little babies, unborn babies. We slaughter them at the rate of, what, 62 million now. So if we think it's bad now and we think the Democrats are out of their minds, this ain't nothing because, I mean, the sky's the limit here. So what you're telling me, Billy, is that the grotesque monsters and creatures in the book of Revelation, for example, or even in Ezekiel 1 and 2, you know, the chariots and all of that, that we think, well, that's just kind of apocalyptic language. It might be exactly the way those things are going to look.
Yeah, especially when you talk about, you know, in Revelation, I'm not going to say thus saith the Lord, but you get these creatures that come out and they got like this lion's head, they got these big giant teeth, a hair like a lady, and it's got like a tail that's things like a scorpion. Folks, I'm telling you, the concoctions that these people, it's not coming, it's already here. Oh, and by the way, and we not only document it, but this is what I call over-the-counter information. This is stuff that's actual news clips, actual interviews that anybody can get their hands on. We just cataloged it for you, okay? But the rule that I have is anything that they'll release in public, we're at least a good 20 to 30 to 40 plus years behind the actual technology. So if you're going to admit it that you're this far with the technology, what have you already really done to people, to animals, to plants that we don't even know about? In fact, let me give you an idea. China, you talk about weird concoctions, animals, hybrids and stuff. China, it blew me away. I got this clip from this one interview. He goes into this lab where China is modifying animals, dogs, pigs, you name it. And I don't even know how to describe it to you over the air, but you just got to see with your own eyes. The guy goes in there, and he's just going by these pens of these animals that have been, they're grotesque looking, that they've been modified genetically. And he gets to this one with these pigs, and they're all deformed and big. And, you know, some of the things that they're working on the super soldiers, I kid you not, folks, is like super strength and all that stuff. So, of course, they're trying it on animals, right, making them super giant, muscly, and all that stuff is their term. And he gets to these pigs, and all of a sudden, this one pig, it's all messed up, whatever, but its head turns, it looks at the camera, and the eyes are freaky. And I'm not saying this is what it is, but it almost looked like human eyes. It was like it coming out of a pig. Okay, and you think, well, that's just too crazy. I kid you not. One of the reasons why they're doing so many experiments on animals, okay, is the precursor to work out the bugs to start doing it with people. But they're also doing human-animal hybrids because what they're wanting to do is to grow, listen to this, they're wanting to grow human organs out of these animals, right? Because we have an organ shortage, right? It's one of their justifications. And so we can take a person's genetic sample, like say Dr. Spargimino, you need a new heart. So they will take your DNA and they will cultivate that in the lab. They will insert that sample into the pig embryo, and when it grows up, it won't just be growing up with a human heart. It will be a human heart exactly custom tailored to your DNA structure. And so they're saying, see, this not only fixed the organ crisis problem, but it allows you to have the exact same heart that should fit your body, so you don't even have to take rejection medication. Here's the problem they're admitting. When you inject that sample into the pig embryo and it grows up, yeah, it not only has the potential to grow up and create a human heart inside of a pig, and then you kill it and get the heart, but they admit that it can go to other areas in that pig embryo, including, listen, the brain. to where there's an actual danger that then an actual human brain could start growing inside that pig. And they kind of chuckle at this point, and it's sick. And they go, yeah, that'd be kind of a problem to have with a human brain grown in a pig. Yeah, it would be. And this is the stuff that's going on. And as I said, this is the tip of the iceberg, Dr. Spargimino. 32 hours, we expose all this going on. You thought coronavirus is bad, you ain't seen nothing yet. This is something we need to be concerned about, not afraid. This is all kind of the creepy stuff that the Bible said is going to explode on the planet in the seven-year tribulation. And as you said, Dr. Spargimino, rightly so, we are not here as Christians. But if we see the groundwork for the wicked, freaky, hybrid aspect in the seven-year tribulation already starting to come to pass now, how much, therefore, is the rapture of the church, which happened prior? We need to get motivated. It's not a time to be fearful, but faithful, and get the gospel out.
Amen to that. Well, Billy, fantastic material. Friends, we've got a lot more to talk about, Billy and I, and you're listening, and I want to encourage you to tune in for our next show and also the show after that. And Matthew's going to come and tell our listeners about a really tremendous offer, these two books, volumes 1 and 2, and then a 16-DVD set. You'll have stuff here that will take you places you never even thought existed. So, Matthew, please come to the mic.
Thank you, Pastor Larry. Our very special offer today is the brand new 16-DVD set, a total of 32 hours, titled Hybrids, Super Soldiers, and the Coming Genetic Apocalypse. You can have your own set of this just-released volume for a gift of $70 if you live in the United States and $90 if you live in Canada. To place your order, just call our toll-free number, 1-800-652-1144. And of course, you can order this amazing collection anytime, online, on our website at swrc.com. We also have the book with the same title for a gift of $40 if you live in the United States and $70 if you live in Canada. There is so much information that the book comes in two volumes. Our super offer today is to get both the 16-DVD set and the book for a gift of $90. Call now to get yours, 1-800-652-1144. Here again is Pastor Larry.
While the Chinese communist leadership is bereft of human decency, corrupt and very wicked, China nevertheless has an amazing history of Christian revival and martyrdom under the most trying of conditions. A new book was recently published titled Blood Letters, The Untold Story of Lin Zhao, a Martyr in Mao's China.
Lin Zhao was born of a prominent family in China. By age 16, she had already joined an underground communist cell and was writing articles criticizing the corruption of the nationalist government. Shortly thereafter, she attended a missionary school where she learned much that later helped her write and speak against tyranny. While she was at the missionary school, she heard the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Lin Zhao saw through communism and quickly became disillusioned with the barbarity of Chairman Mao and his cronies. She rooted her dissent in a fervent Christian faith and expressed it in long prophetic writings while in prison, often done in her own blood, at times on her clothes and on cloth torn from her bedsheets.
One of the prison reports that had been smuggled out of China states, quote, "During her imprisonment, Lin Zhao poked her flesh countless times and used her filthy blood to write hundreds of thousands of words of extremely reactionary, extremely malicious letters, notes, and diaries, madly attacking, abusing, and slandering our party and its leader," close quotes.
Various accounts state that she drew her own blood with a makeshift prick, a sharp piece of bamboo, a hair clip, or the plastic handle of her toothbrush sharpened against the concrete floor, and held her blood in a plastic spoon, in which she dipped her makeshift pen. Her letters were addressed variously to the party propaganda apparatus, the United Nations, the prison authorities, and her mother. Lin Zhao called her blood letters her freedom writings.
Her parents did not know of her death until they received a bill from the government demanding that they pay 5 cents, the price of the bullet that was used to execute their daughter. The new book, Blood Letters, is the first authoritative, documented biography of Lin Zhao. It is written by Professor Lian Zi, Professor of World Christianity at Duke Divinity School.
You know, Marvin, I'm reminded of the murder of Abel by his angry brother Cain. In Genesis chapter 4, we read, "And Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground." Blood still speaks. The voice of Lin Zhao's blood and that of thousands of other Chinese martyrs cries out to God. One day, judgment is coming on that wicked and corrupt regime.
Here is a special report by Jerry Tyson.
While the CDC says that using simple cloth face coverings when in a public setting will slow the spread of the virus, Doc Graham, president and physician at Attitude Face and Eye in Phoenix, Arizona, has 30 years' experience in the medical profession and has weighed in on the face mask issue. Here's what he says. A COVID-19 particle size averages 125 nanometers, or 0.125 microns. That's small. One needs an electron microscope to see a COVID-19 virus particle. 1,000 of them, end to end, would be the width of a human hair. The hoarded N19 mask filters down to 0.3 microns. So N95 masks block few, if any, virons or virus particles. This is a simple fact, so you just cannot argue against it. Other surgical masks, homemade masks, and kerchiefs do the following. One, they allow free passage both ways, in and out, of COVID-19 virons. And two, they become a warm, damp, or moist reservoir of COVID-19 particles in carriers showing no symptoms, estimated to be 85% of all people tested. For surgeons, years of training, intimidation, and humiliation teach us to touch nothing but our surgical field, said Graham. Lay people constantly touch, rearrange, and manipulate their masks, wonderfully placing thousands of virus particles into their bare, or even worse, gloved hands. So the result, masks encourage hand-to-face transmission of the virus. It seems safe to say that idiots are deluding and misleading us to a false sense of security and away from the danger of masks.
Thank you, Jerry. What a wonderful thought that you put in our hearts. Putting on a face mask could give people a false sense of security. There's a powerful lesson here for all of us. There are many in our world who trust in their own good works to get them into heaven. That's about like having a bandana around your face. It just won't work. The Bible makes it clear that our best works are in God's sight as filthy rags. That's why the Bible reminds us, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." Friend, have you accepted that wonderful gift? When we think of sneak attacks on America by a foreign nation, we think of the attack on Pearl Harbor, which occurred on December 7, 1941. Few Americans realize, however, that in May of 1942, the German sub U-507 was prowling the Gulf of Mexico. On the U-507 second patrol, that was April 4, 1942 to June 4, 1942, the German sub sank 9 ships, totaling 45,000 tons virtually within the sight of our shores.
As the sub rounded the southern tip of Florida, it took full advantage of the lit-up settlements on the American shoreline and was able to freely choose her targets among the unescorted shipping, which was bottlenecked between Cuba and the Florida Peninsula. In these waters, Captain Shost sank 4 large cargo ships in 3 days, before following the coastline along western Florida and Alabama, where in 3 more days, the German sub sank 4 more large unprotected ships, making full use of the failure of the local authorities to enforce either convoy regulations or blackout.
On May the 12th, 1942, the U-507 sank the 10,000-ton SS Virginia at the very mouth of the Mississippi River, killing 26 sailors, an event that shocked America. The U-507 then turned south and sank a Honduran freighter as she cruised out of the Caribbean. In 1943, the U-507 was spotted 330 miles off the coast of Brazil by a U.S. Navy Catalina. The sub quickly submerged, but Navy depth charges found their target. There were no survivors.
The COVID-19 attack was a sneak attack. It spread quickly over the globe, leaving thousands dead in its wake. And it did great damage to the economies of many nations, including our own. Will we ever learn that we cannot trust nations that have no regard for life and for the American way? Will we ever learn that communist China is not our friend? Will we ever learn that Big Pharma and unscrupulous Americans have another agenda for America than freedom and liberty for all?
In his 1838 Lyceum address, Lincoln spoke prophetically when he asked, "At what point, then, is the approach of danger to be expected? I answer, if it ever reach us, it must spring up amongst us. It cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all time or die by suicide."
Thank you, Pastor Larry. Our very special offer today is the brand new 16-DVD set, a total of 32 hours, titled Hybrids, Super Soldiers, and the Coming Genetic Apocalypse. You can have your own set of this just-released volume for a gift of $70 if you live in the United States and $90 if you live in Canada. To place your order, just call our toll-free number 1-800-652-1144. And of course, you can order this amazing collection anytime online on our website at swrc.com. We also have the book with the same title for a gift of $40 if you live in the United States, and $70 if you live in Canada. There is so much information that the book comes in 2 volumes. Our super offer today is to get both the 16-DVD set and the book for a gift of $90. Call now to get yours, 1-800-652-1144, and visit us online at swrc.com. Thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us tomorrow on the Watchman on the Wall program from Southwest Radio Ministries.